The U.S. and Mexico reach agreement on a $20 billion loan. Two big Northeast banks merge. The O.J. Simpson trial resumes with more prosecution evidence. Good morning. I'm Mitchell Krause for Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. After a long weekend of talks, the Clinton administration and its counterpart in Mexico City have worked out a deal that should speed the flow of U.S. dollars to the depleted Mexican treasury. Mark Noller has more.
The White House confirms that the administration has reached agreement with the government of Mexico on the terms and conditions under which the U.S. will go forward with its $20 billion bailout of the peso. But details are being withheld until a joint midday announcement by Treasury Secretary Bob Rubin and his Mexican counterpart, Finance Minister Guillermo Ortiz. In response to U.S. demands that Mexico tighten its credit and shrink its money supply, the central bank there boosted its interest rates yesterday to nearly 50%.
There have been reports that the U.S. would put Mexican oil revenues in escrow to act as collateral for the loan. Two of New England's biggest banks are merging to join the top 10 among the nation's banks. Fleet Financial Group, based in Providence, has agreed to buy Shawmut National of Hartford and Boston, the deal valued at $3.7 billion. Kevin Timmons is an analyst with First Albany Corporation.
The consolidation of individual banks into larger banks has an overall beneficial effect on the industry and on our national economy by reducing redundant expenses.
The merger is expected to result in some 3,000 job losses as the companies cut overlapping operations. The new Fleet Financial will have assets of $80 billion plus $50 billion in deposits. The O.J. Simpson trial resumes today after a three-day break, and as David Dow reports, the prosecution will present more evidence, some of which underwent defense testing over the weekend.
Prosecutor Marcia Clark is expected to unfurl more crime scene evidence as Detective Tom Lang, the co-lead investigator, returns to the witness stand in the Simpson murder case. Jurors have had a long weekend to mull over their last courtroom sightings, a bloody glove and ski cap found a few feet from Ronald Goldman's slashed body. Lang is the fourth straight police witness and may be the last for a while as prosecutors ponder whether to call Lang's partner, Philip Van Atter, at all. Several months ago, he was dressed down by Judge Ito for misleading another judge to obtain a warrant to search Simpson's property. CBS News legal consultant Stan Goldman.
Detective Van Atter is somewhat impeachable in terms of his activities in this case. It may very well be that if the prosecution is even thinking of not putting Detective Van Atter on, then Detective Lang becomes extremely important in this case.
It appears now the next witness in the case may be Brian Cato Kalin, the Simpson house guest who told of hearing three thumps in the night from the direction of a walkway where police say they later found the apparent mate to the glove found at the murder scene. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The New York Daily News is reporting that the day after he allegedly committed the two murders, O.J. Simpson hugged Kalin and asked his house guest to provide him with an alibi. Paper says that was what Kalin told his friend Grant Kramer, who then passed it on to police. Kramer reportedly is a former lover of Nicole Brown Simpson. Texas has executed 51-year-old former meat cutter Samuel Hawkins for hacking a 19-year-old pregnant woman to death with a hunting knife. Hawkins had also been sentenced to death for another rape and murder and was linked to about 40 more rapes in Colorado, Texas, and Oklahoma. Florida is suing the nation's two biggest tobacco companies for $1.5 billion to help pay the costs of health care for welfare recipients with smoking-related illnesses. Governor Lawton Child says the action against Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds comes under a new state law.
I hope to stop the state having to pay millions of dollars out in sick and health claims for people that are smoking. You know, we ought to be able to seek to recover that money.
Steve Morris is Philip Morris's general counsel and a senior VP.
In the last 5 years, Florida has collected $2.2 billion in state tobacco excise taxes.
Yesterday, the two companies asked the Florida Supreme Court to block the suit. Baseball negotiators are due to gather today for the first time in 2 weeks. The talks in Milwaukee will be with mediator Bill Ussery, but it's not certain that the two sides will actually meet. Union head Donald Fehr has warned that anyone playing exhibition games at major league sites will be considered a scab. The baseball strike is now in its seventh month. 3,000 workers at Kaiser Aluminum plants in five states have gone on strike. The United Steelworkers Union members walked off their jobs yesterday after contract talks failed. The House gets back to work today after the long President's Day weekend, and the Republican side said it's anxious to get on with the rest of its contract with America. Barry Bagnato reports.
The House takes up GOP proposals aimed at trimming federal regulations and reducing government paperwork. Republicans say government oversight is interfering with individual rights and hampering economic growth. Critics accuse them of rushing through plans that could do more harm than good. Clinton administration officials argue that valuable programs such as those protecting food and drug safety would be hurt. At the halfway point of the 100-day contract with America March, the toughest fights still lie ahead. Battles await over welfare and legal reform, congressional term limits, and tax cuts. The Senate doesn't seem concerned about meeting timetables. Right now, it's slogging through consideration of a balanced budget amendment, an issue the House debated and dispatched in 2 days. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The Supreme Court has agreed to use a Colorado case to decide whether states can ban all laws that protect homosexuals from discrimination. The court said it will consider reinstating an amendment to the Colorado State Constitution that was struck down by state courts for denying homosexuals an equal voice in government. Thousands of American soldiers are getting ready to help United Nations peacekeepers get out of Somalia safely. Alan Pizzi reports from a staging area in the Kenyan port of Mombasa.
U.S. Marines have begun practicing for another beach landing in Somalia, this time to protect the withdrawal of U.N. forces. The operation, dubbed United Shield, is expected to take a few days at most once it gets into full swing. Nearly 3,000 Marines will be involved, along with their Italian counterparts, to protect the perimeter of the airport and the port, the last outpost now held by the UN. Within the next 2 weeks, the last UN troops will leave Mogadishu, and the last man off will be an American Marine. Somali gunmen and the infamous technicals, jeeps mounted with everything from anti-aircraft guns to missile launchers, are already at the gates of the UN zone. U.S. officials say they have indications that Somali militia leaders will let the operation proceed without interference. The problem is, such promises have been issued often before in Somalia, but they are rarely kept. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Mombasa.
PLO leader Yasser Arafat is chairing a meeting of top Palestinian officials today in Cairo as the peace process with Israel continues to languish. Kimberly Dozier reports.
PLO officials in Cairo and Tunis say the planned all-night meeting will merely set the agenda for a future more wide-ranging PLO summit after the Muslim holiday of Ramadan. Some PLO officials have said the Cairo talks would determine the PLO's next move in the stalled peace process with Israel. But Palestinian heavyweights, angry with Arafat, are expected to stay away from the Cairo meeting, making it almost impossible for the Palestinian leader to make any sweeping announcements. Palestinian and Israeli negotiators, in the meantime, will try to draft a plan for Palestinian elections. Kimberly Dozier for CBS News, Cairo.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 5 points, volume about 39 million shares.